Around the country, a Hawaii state senator has made news for a simple assertion. Homelessness is a medical condition. Senator and Dr. Josh Green says other approaches to homelessness have failed and that addressing homelessness as a health condition makes medical sense and would save the state money. He's introduced a bill to allow treatment of homelessness to be covered under health insurance plans. SB 2 was deferred in committees this week until February 6th. Senator Green is on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Honored to be with you.
According to the World Health Organization, the determinants of health are about whether people are healthy or not. That's determined by their circumstances and their environment. That seems to speak directly to the issue of homelessness. As you look at it through that lens of determinants of health, how do you describe homelessness?
Well, I now describe it as a medical condition directly, Beth-Ann. We've been dancing around the issue for decades, and I'm so gratified that the major institutions across the world really have continuously enhanced their descriptions with social determinants of health, like whether you're in poverty, whether your educational, your educational experiences have held you back, and so on. But we haven't really moved the needle on homelessness, so now I want it to be considered a medical condition. I'll unpack that for you, but let me be really clear with people who think it might be an idea ahead of its time. We already devote an incredible amount of resources to those who are struggling, who are homeless. All of these individuals, all of them, especially the chronically homeless, have very, very complex health conditions, mental illness, drug addiction, and any number of chronic diseases.
Right. And we talk about those, but we tend to talk about them separate from the overall idea that homelessness is in effect itself a medical condition. So to reframe it in that way and to unpack some of this a little bit, as you suggest.
Yes.
How do we look at that in totality, given the idea that if someone is considered healthy, you have to take into consideration not only their physical being, but where that physical being is, their environment?
Yes. Well, let's start from the beginning. So what is a health condition? A health condition is something that affects our mind or our body adversely. Of course, we could spend hours and hours discussing that definition, but that's what we basically look at as health conditions as doctors, which I am. And what is treatment? A treatment is a solution or a remedy or an intervention that can help deal with a health condition, sometimes modified if it's a chronic disease, sometimes cured if it's an acute disease. So in this particular case, we have this problem, homelessness. It affects every individual who is homeless and their families very significantly. It costs them dearly because they suffer. It costs society dearly. It even becomes an illness for society because we spend so much resource and get so little improvement in people's lives. So when you look at it in this new way, as a medical condition, you open up other opportunities to treat the condition. When you treat the condition, you actually get people off the streets. You get them into shelter. You get a house over there, a roof over their heads. So you actually have a treatment. And the important thing, the very important thing is, as you treat this condition itself, you're also treating all the other challenges that come with it. When people are unsheltered, it's very, very, very threatening to their mental state. They develop acute psychosis. They are threatened with additional drug addiction. Many, many individuals are sexually assaulted when they're homeless. It's so complex a health problem that we need to bring new resources to it.
And the irony is, and forgive me,
I'm going to turn it right back to you, Beth-Ann.
Okay.
The irony is we already have those resources available. We just haven't been spending them right.
I want to get to that in a second, but the idea of getting a roof over somebody's head most immediately, get them stabilized by making sure that they are in a safe place, seemed to be the idea of housing first that we spent a lot of time talking about, in particular over the last 2 years. That seems to fall a little bit short, though, of what you are suggesting. How, then, do we look at that with not just getting a roof over someone's head and then wrapping services around them after they're stabilized?
Brilliant question. Okay, so first of all, Housing First is a great program. It's a terrific program. It's just coming up way too short because even in the current governor's budget, and I have incredible respect for the governor and the governor's team on homelessness because they're fighting so hard to work on this problem, they still only come up with an ask of $3 million, which will only take care of 10% of the chronically homeless. I'm even having a hearing today. So because it's so difficult to find significant or adequate resources for the chronically homeless, we have to look at the problem from other perspectives. Enter this solution. The state of Hawaii spends $2 billion every year. One out of every seven of our listeners' dollars is going to Medicaid. One out of seven. $2 billion. Most of that money goes to a very small number of individuals who are suffering with lots and lots of illness or challenges. We spend that money very poorly, and it's a gigantic amount of resource that, if repurposed, because this is a health condition, a medical condition, we could use a very small portion of those Medicaid dollars, as long as we get the approvals, and solve this problem by funding essentially Housing First. Housing First, using Medicaid dollars, would be essentially the treatment, the prescription.
Medicaid, though, is coming under fire in Washington. The idea that Medicaid may not be the Medicaid that we know, or Medicare for that matter either, that both may be now, you know, translated into block grants. What happens then?
Well, let me share a little secret with you. I'm trying to set a trap, and I don't mean it negatively, but for the Trump administration. If the Trump administration does two of the following things: one, they go down the road, like you say, of block grants, and two, they invoke their usual ideology, which is states' rights prevail, then if we are in that circumstance, block grants and state rights prevailing, I contend that that is our opportunity to say, okay, let us have autonomy over our Medicaid budget, because one very important point that we haven't yet touched on is when you put that roof over someone's head, their health care costs drop 43%. That's a Hawaii-based study. So if we have that opportunity to choose our own road with our Medicaid dollars in this block grant idea, which I don't normally agree with, if that happens, we will have the opportunity of all opportunities to get ahead of our homelessness crisis, this medical problem in our state, and actually solve it. And the best part is, my most conservative calculations, most conservative, if we spent $30 million on Medicaid, of Medicaid dollars on Housing First for homeless solutions, we will immediately save $67 million of not wasting that money when people go to the ER repeatedly, when people use the medics unnecessarily. So we both use the money we're already spending, but we use it better. So we could just see an alliance between our fiscal conservative neighbors and our social justice friends, because this actually is a solution that's already paid for.
So what are you hearing from both of those sectors?
Well, everybody, you know, is taken aback, because interestingly, this hasn't been proposed. As you said earlier, I'm getting calls from all across the nation asking if they could do it, including the people in Los Angeles. You know, California has 112,000 individuals that are chronically homeless. 118,000, I'm sorry. I think that this idea's time is going to come sooner than we expect. I think that once people like the Chamber, who I have a great deal of respect for, see that it will decrease costs in Medicaid, they will be very, very interested. When our small businesses realize that their hard-earned tax dollars will get paid and used better, I think they also will be in favor of it. And I'll tell you, I'm getting, obviously, a lot of positive affirmation from people who feel that this is a social justice issue and we should have long ago fully funded Housing First.
Well, we got to go in just a second, but I wanted to ask you, is this now something that's, as you say, you're getting so much attention from around the country, and all you have to do is Google that to see the pages and pages of different stories that have been reported on this. Is this something that you can build into a coalition of states?
It is, and I intend to speak nationally about this. I intend to travel widely if people want to hear about our experience. And I hope that Hawaii, if it can't do it fully and immediately, will at least begin to pilot the process with our insurers, so that we can prove to the world that this is both a good investment and the right thing to do.
All right. Well, we'll be watching this carefully, and thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Again, I'm so appreciative.
Senator Josh Green is the introducer of a bill that would make homelessness a medical condition.